buckle up. We're going deep today. Deep into the world of medical devices.
Ooh, medical devices. Sounds intense.
It is, actually. But also super important, right? I mean, these devices are meant to improve our health, help us heal.
Yeah, absolutely. We rely on them so much.
Exactly. But have you ever thought about, like, how do we know they're actually safe?
Good point.
That's where biocompatibility comes in. Making sure these devices we're putting in or on our bodies don't actually cause us harm. And that's our mission today in this deep dive. We're going to unpack this whole idea of biological evaluation and testing for medical devices.
Sounds like a plan.
So get this, we've got some pretty important terms to wrap our heads around. Things like biological evaluation of medical devices.
RQT.
I know, right? We'll also be looking at biological evaluation plans and reports. Oh, and we can't forget about a company called I3C Global. They seem to be big players in this whole biocompatibility scene.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Let's break it down.
Okay, so first things first. What exactly is a biological evaluation of a medical device?
So basically, it's like a really thorough risk assessment, but specifically for how a medical device is going to interact with the human body.
Because we are literally putting these devices in our bodies or on our bodies, right?
Exactly. And because of that, we have to be absolutely sure they're not going to cause any unwanted side effects, no weird reactions or anything.
So it's like a safety check before a device ever gets near a patient. But how do we actually figure out if something is biocompatible? What kind of testing goes on?
Oh, there's a whole world of testing. It's really fascinating stuff. And the specific tests they do, well, it depends on the device itself and what it's designed to do.
Right, because a pacemaker is very different from, like, a bandage.
Exactly. So, for example, you've got cytotoxicity testing. That's where they look at whether the materials in the device are toxic to cells.
So making sure it's not literally poisoning us.
Got it.
Then there's sensitization tests, which look for any potential allergic reactions. And then, get this, some tests involve actually implanting the device in animals to see how it behaves long term. Whoa, that's getting pretty serious.
Yeah. It's important to remember that biocompatibility isn't just about immediate reactions. It's also about long-term effects.
Which makes sense, right? Something could seem fine at first, but cause problems years down the line. I think I actually read about a case like that, where a material used in a heart valve ended up causing inflammation years later.
That's why long-term testing is so crucial. You can't just assume something is safe based on short-term observations.
So we've got all these different tests happening, but how do we keep track of it all? You mentioned biological evaluation plans and reports earlier. What are those all about?
Those are key documents. Think of the biological evaluation plan as the roadmap for the whole testing process. It outlines the strategy. What are the potential risks we need to look at? Which specific tests are we going to do? And what are the pass-fail criteria for each test?
So it's all laid out in advance. Organized.
Yeah. Exactly. Then, once all the testing is done, you've got the biological evaluation report. This summarizes everything they found in the tests and gives an overall verdict on whether the device is considered biocompatible.
So the plan comes first, then the testing, then the report. Makes sense. But I have to say, this all sounds super complex. Is this where a company like I3C Global comes in?
Absolutely. They're like specialists in this whole biocompatibility world. They help companies navigate this whole process, which can be pretty overwhelming. I3C Global has a team of scientists and regulatory experts who know this stuff inside and out. They can guide companies through each step, designing the tests, interpreting the results, and putting together that final report.
So they're like the Sherpas of biocompatibility.
Exactly. They help you climb that mountain of regulations and testing.
That's a great analogy. So for anyone out there developing a medical device, working with a company like I3C Global could be a game changer. It's all about making sure their device is safe and meets all those requirements, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's all about protecting patients in the end. Right. And making sure that the medical devices we rely on are actually doing what they're supposed to do.
Well said. This has been a fascinating deep dive. So listeners, if this whole world of biocompatibility has got you thinking, I definitely recommend checking out I3C Global. They seem to really know their stuff. And who knows, maybe you'll be inspired to develop the next big medical breakthrough. Until next time, stay curious.